Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the voice
like
of the people.
I like it.
It started off all right, something like that, didn't it? It's your man, Dean Geronimo, here in the studio with Ms. Nakima Lee. We also have Mr. Joshua Butler, who we'll be bringing on shortly, but
we're looking for Ty, right?
But we're here tonight, and yes, you are talking to the voice of the people. Dean Geronimo is doing his best to hold things down. I'm standing in right now for the beautiful and talented Miss Ty. She cannot make it. If she does, it'll be a surprise, and we'd welcome her with open arms. But young lady, she had our prayers are with her. She had an accident the other day, and God be the glory, she walked away with nothing but a sprain, and we're excited that the Lord was able to bring her through that terrible accident where her car was totaled. So as she's in recovery and she's doing her thing, we're going to hold it down for her tonight. Right, Dean? I know he's still there. I know he hears me, but we're going to keep holding it down. Again, you're listening to the voice of the people. Tonight, this is our Pillow Talk segment with your very own intimate relationship coach, Nakima Lee, and that is me. We're going to be talking about black love tonight and the idea of relationships. It's always a juicy discussion when we're talking about relationships. We're going to sort of corner the market a little bit about black love. I don't think that there's enough highlight when it comes to the art of the black love. We just try to be more unified in our dialogue to say that all love is the same. But I do believe that there is a significant difference on how black people love each other. And maybe we can even tackle some of the issues where it comes to the way that we love each other. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to sit back, relax, enjoy the show. I need you to call in. Our call-in number is 914-338-0659. Again, that call-in number is 915-338-0659. I need you to go ahead and call your folks, let them know that we're going to be talking about black love with intimate relationship coach Nakima Lee. We're going to get some inside information from our special guest, Joshua Butler from Atlanta, Georgia. He's going to give us some of his wisdom when it comes to black love and relationships, as well as celebrity chef. Chef Irvin Williams out of New Orleans, Louisiana. So we've got a packed house tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Sit back, relax. Dean, I know you got something good in there.
I looked at the title and I fell off the bed. So if you were talking to me and you said, you know, I was there, that's my fault. I fell off the bed when I saw this title, Black Love and Relationships. I was like, oh, okay. We get ready to get into something right now. But we always get into something. Yeah, we do. And you say you're always what? How do you describe yourself?
I'm always fantastically delicious. Sorry about that. He caught me so
off
guard.
Wait a minute. You got the stuttering for a second. Whoa, okay.
That's when it first happened.
You say I have something good?
I know you have something good to play for the people, to get them in the mood for our Black Love segment. Just a little teaser before we get into this topic. Something sexy yet that describes black love. I know you got something in your crate.
You know what?
Young man.
I'll have to go with, I don't know, something like this. I don't know. Can you hear it?
I could barely hear it. I know something slow.
Let's go. Let's move up a little bit.
Just
something kind of slow like that.
I like it. Yes, you are listening to the voice of the people right now. Again, you're listening to the voice of the people. Let your folks know this is the Pillow Talk segment. Every second Monday of the month, we like to bring you a little pillow talk, a little something, a little intimate, a little sexy with myself and Ms. Todd Jones. Again, our prayers go out to her, and I hope she feels well and much, much better tonight. If she calls in, we're going to love her, and we're going to show her so much love if she calls us in tonight and joins the conversation. But we're doing it tonight. I am Nakima Lee, intimate relationship coach, and we're going to be talking about black love and relationships, and we're going to be talking with Joshua Butler of Atlanta, Georgia, as well as Chef Irvin Williams from New Orleans, Louisiana. So, Dean, before we get into the topic, I wanted to talk to you about some things that's going on in the news. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. We can do that.
We can do that. So, you know, this is the voice of the people, and we always want to talk about some of the topics that are interesting to the people on the street. So I know you heard about the new shooting of another young black man by a police officer over in Wisconsin.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yes, I have. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I feel as though it's like open season on black men right now. It's ridiculous.
Well, it has always been open season on the black man. We've always been the hunter. So, you know, it calmed down for a little bit. It's never been fully right, if I would say that. You know, being a black man that grew up in the South, you know, you watch all those different things that take place. Some things you don't understand, and as you get older, you still see it, but it's not in your face. And now it's getting to the point where they're starting to get in your face again. You know, the situation with this young brother. And all of the brothers who've been unfortunately victims of situations like that. And it is now time to revamp that system, especially when you're talking about law enforcement officers. You know, are they mentally competent? Are they able to handle stress, hostile situations, and different things like that? And right now they're proving that some of them can't. Now, granted, a lot of law enforcement officers wake up every morning, put that uniform on, and walk out the door with one prayer that they return back to their house the same way that they left. And then there are others who, you know, the badge gives them a perception of power that they really don't have. But if I can make you believe that I'm in control, then you should do everything that I say. And those bad seeds make it bad for every law enforcement officer out there, you know?
Right.
The stories are never consistent. The stories are, it's never a full story. Only thing you get is, I reported to a scene. It was a disturbance. I went in, and then I shot the guy. Okay, what happened in between that, you know, like,
right,
the media is only going to give you so much,
right?
Because the
there
law
seems to be a lack between. Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's a lack between common sense and this sort of like mindset where, you know, we got the whole chant Black Lives Matter, and like you said, it's been open season on the African American man. And I think that we've just lost this, our way, when it comes to reason, just common sense. When you approach somebody, there's a level of logic that happens before you reach for your weapon to engage with them with deadly force. I think we're missing that in the conversation. And I know we're right now with the voice of the people with Ms. Todd Jones. And if you want to get in this conversation, and we'll probably pick it back up a little bit next week, because it's a lot, there's so much to talk about. And tonight we're talking about relationships and black love. I just wanted to get your opinion on that. And make sure you guys call in. The call-in number is 914-338-0659. And for those who may be listening to this in the archives, you can more than welcome to go to the Facebook page and just go to Facebook and search for us, The Voice of the People, with Ty Jones, Ms. Ty Jones, The Voice of the People. You will find us. And just leave your comments and like our page, because it's going to be something that, being the voice of the people, we're going to want to have this dialogue again. So we do not want it to go without your voice being heard as well. So, Dean, I'm ready to get into the topic tonight. Like, you know, my whole life is built around relationships and black love. So, you know, I'm eating and ready for Pillow Talk. And I only get to come on once a month with you guys. So I store up all of my stuff when it comes to you guys. So I wanted to go ahead and let folks know that they can get in on the conversation as well. Again, our call-in number is 914-338-0659. And we're going to go ahead and talk about black love. And I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to put my opinion about black love out there. And we're going to have our guest chime in about what the black love is necessary. Let's just start there. I don't think we love each other enough. I have this theory, right, and I think I've mentioned it here once before. I have this theory that we are living in the generation of the crack baby. And what I mean by that is that we're growing up with the children whose mothers and grandmothers and aunties were all crackheads. They were in that genre where mothers were no longer taking care of their children, and kids had to raise themselves in this sense. And because there was no leadership in our homes, in our families, there was no sense of love and honor and support, that we have these kids who strive, girls, young, pretty, beautiful, sexy, big booty girls, strive to be video vixens and strippers. You know, I heard someone singing not too long ago, you know what, I don't mind if you get on a pole. I'm okay with that. I remember, right, Dean, I don't know about you, how many strip clubs you've been in, but I remember being a stripper in the year of 1997, shaking my booty for a dollar. But it was more of a shame. Like, if I saw somebody that I knew from school who came in, I was, like, horrified, you know? I was like, I can't believe that somebody's going to recognize me. I shouldn't be here, you know? But now it's a badge of honor. People are like, you know, yes, I'm a champion for strippers. I want to be a stripper. I want to. I don't understand it. So as we open up the phone lines, we're going to come in and we're going to bring in Joshua Butler. Joshua Butler is an amazing young man. You need to get in contact with him. I've done a little bit of research on him. He is hailing from the city of Atlanta, which is a hotbed for African Americans these days. He's a Morehouse graduate. Mm-hmm. He's also very heavy in the political scene. Hey, Joshua, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here as well. Now, we're talking about black love and relationships today, and you've heard my stance on it. I think it's so necessary, and we don't have enough of it. When it comes to black love, from your perspective, what's your opinion?
I think that I guess I probably wouldn't put a caveat on it, but a descriptive or an adjective describing it. I think just love is just important. And when it comes to relating to people, ergo the word relationship, we have to really, you know, be connected and conscious about how we really want to relate to people. And relating to people is very important to me.
Right. And do you think that people, African-Americans, relate differently when it comes to love, not just in relationships when we're talking about business relationships, when we're talking about romantic love relationships?
Well, I think that some of the times you have to look at what the problems are and just not look at what the symptoms, but what's causing the problem. But if you look at African Americans as a whole, African Americans are very, very loving people. I mean, we're very spiritual in the fact that we're very forgiving, we're very loving. It's one of the ethos that we kind of subscribe to, you know. If we look, we're talking about 50 years in Selma, and then you listen to John Lewis, and he said, no, I didn't feel bitter. because I was love. I just wanted to love the people. Now, how does that translate to male and female relationships? That's another thing. It talks about really more about how we relate to one another and how we express those loves. I think, you know, if I were to talk about relationships and loving another person, I think one of the basic things that comes in love is commitment. You know, you have to be committed to that person that you're loving. And if we just take, you know, sex out of the relationships and we talk about how a mother loves their child, there's an automatic commitment there. No matter what little Johnny does, I'm committed to loving him. So when he acts out, you discipline him. But when he acts good, you reward him. But when we talk about love relationships, oftentimes a woman or man, if a woman is involved with a man and the man does something wrong, you know, she's going to discard him and go look for a new relationship, you know, because there's no commitment in there. But if her best girlfriend did the same thing, she wouldn't dump her girlfriend because there's a level of commitment there that sometimes we don't have in our love relationships. Sometimes we hold those relationships to a higher standard. And I think we need to start to analyze, how do I relate with this person? What's my purpose for being with them? And, you know, how can I begin to express and communicate that love to that other person?
Very deep. I like your stance, or I like your point on commitment, and that you can sort of determine the level of the relationship based on the level of commitment that one gives to the other. I thought that was really a great point to make. And I want to bring in our other guest tonight. He is a celebrity chef. He's a former White House chef. You know, he served our country by being in the Navy, and he's one of the contributing writers to Upscale Desires magazine. Again, he hails from the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and I believe he's currently in the Thomasville, Greensboro, North Carolina area. So I wanted to go ahead and bring on Chef Irwin Williams. Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad you can join us tonight as we talk about Black love and relationships on The Voice of the People with Ms. Ty Jones. You've heard some points on Black love right now. Now, I've talked to you personally, so I understand a little bit of your point of view when it comes to Black love. I just wanted you to sort of either carry on with Mr. Butler's point, or what is your view on Black love and how it's doing in these days and time?
Well, I can only stay in my lane. And being a chef, I'm like a fly on the wall. I hear a lot of conversations in a lot of areas where I see a lot of things that most people aren't able to see. And just with my experience, that Black love is very, very strong. However, we've lost our way with the way the media is portraying us, as well as the way our kids are growing up and seeing, you know, moms and dads interacting. I mean, there are a lot of the previous generation trying to bring it back. There's a lot of families trying to stay strong. But there's a lot of misconception, like you were saying before, about the thing with the strippers and the video girls. I mean, we don't want our young ladies to grow up with the aspirations of being a stripper. I mean, there's a lot of other professions out there, and those things are actually contributing to the materialism and the mindset of being less than what you are. So if you have a woman being less than what she is, and guys being less than what they are, and they try to come together, it's a catastrophe. So as strong as Black love is, we got to control the media. We have to control the upbringing of our young men and women. That's the only way Black love is going to survive. Because right now, if we let it go the way R&B and rap is going, and the way the TV and just radio is letting things go run amok, we're on a downfall.
We're on a downfall. Good point. Good point. Joshua, do you have anything to add or to interject, sir?
Well, I find that that his perspective is fascinating, because I've come to a point in my I really ask myself this question. you know, we always want to put things on a white man. And so then mm-hmm. I said, well, maybe there is some white man behind this curtain that's called the Wiz or the Wizard that's really mm-hmm. perpetrating these things that are so detrimental to our culture and our health. Because when you talk about the media, like, for example, like the music that's being played, there's not a lot of love that's been played in the music. There's a lot of misogyny. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of disrespect, and there's a lot of sex, but it's not a lot of love in the music. And I wonder who's controlling that, because it does seem anti-cultural and anti-black based upon the way that we talk and represent. And, you know, I wonder. I really do. I'm very aware of what the brother's talking about, and I think he mm-hmm. has a valid point, because some of the things that we see or we listen to on the radio, which kind of helps shape the reality that some people have, are very misogynistic, and that's a barrier to love. It's not a mm-hmm. doesn't help love, you know.
Well, I can.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Have the dialogue. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I can definitely tell you after being on a couple of shows. All right. And these are just basic cooking shows, all right? Has nothing to do with hip-hop, R&B, or anything. There are puppet masters. There are people that know what sells on TV and what's going to get the ratings. Now,
right.
It's up to us not to sell ourselves out. And that is mm-hmm. the biggest thing that's happening. The previous generation that's embarking on the new generation, the few people that's bridging that gap in that age bracket, they are not wanting to put in the time that our forefathers put in, that our mothers and fathers put in. That's the people who started the first black CEO, the first black lawyer. They don't want to do that stuff. They want the quick money, okay? But yes, they're not crazy enough to do the criminal act. So what do? They find another outlet, i.e. all your reality shows. I can tell you just from being on a basic cooking show that they will tell you what to say. So things that you see and hear, don't believe none of it. Okay?
Wow.
Don't believe none of it. Point blank. All right? I can definitely say that factual, not what I heard, not what somebody told me. I can tell you as a person that was there. Okay? So if you are little Susie who wants to pay her way through college, but you don't want to do nothing crazy, but you get a chance to be on, let's say, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or something like that, believe me, they're going to have you do some ratchet stuff, which some other young ladies are going to be watching, and they're going to be like, I can get quick dollars too, and I look better than her. So we just started mm-hmm. train rolling of young ladies who are aspiring to do literally nothing but use their looks. Now, after mm-hmm. the looks are gone, what do they have?
Right. I think that is a valid point. And right now you're listening to the voice of the people. This is our Pillow Talk segment with your very own Akima Lee. And we're talking about black love and relationships, and the dialogue is getting intense, and I love it. And I wanted to go to a part, and we talked about media, and this is what I believe was the moment that black love was highlighted, it was destroyed, and this particular movement has set the course for the way that black people are viewed from the media. And I just wanted to take a minute to get your opinion on it, both Chef Williams as well as Joshua, and Dean too, if you wanted to jump in there.
Okay.
But Flavor of Love was what I believe was the kickstart and the downfall of the African-American love in media. We took it as a great TV show, because it crossed all color barriers. Everybody who was anybody watched the show. But there was, like you said, there was this sense where The little black girl who was watching that show said, I look better than she does. So if that means I've got to fight or I've got to pop it or drop it or do something behind a bush with a guy on TV for fame, then I can do that. And it just rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled. And to today, we have the Love and Hip Hop phenomena that is out there. So I kind of wanted to get you guys' opinion. And Joshua, I'm going to let you go first. What do you see when I say Flavor of Love? What's the first thing that comes to your mind, and how do you think it affects black love today?
Well, I think that's a great question. I'm one of those persons that was like, I refused to watch it. I refused to watch Flavor of Love. And then I watched it the first time, and I was hooked. If I told you I didn't watch that show, I would be lying. I would just be so hypocritical. Right. So I did watch that show, and I thought it was just hilarious. I enjoyed it. I mean, and it was like one of those guilty pleasures where you watch ratchetness and you kind of enjoy it. But I did. So, and what do I think it speaks about black love? Well, it's funny that you would ask me that question, because since that time, I've kind of done a lot of studying about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And would you believe that it's psychological that women, or even a man, when you put in a competitive environment, just psychologically, you're going to do what it takes to compete?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
now, I believe that.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, I don't know how they came up with the formula for that, but they put these people, well, first of all, they look for people, do psychological studies, or find out who's going to give you the most drama. So, you know, they're definitely going to do that part. Then they're going to put these people in a naturally competitive environment where people perform. They're naturally competitive because of what's going on. So I found, you know, it's amazing when you start to look at the psychology of why people make the decisions that they make and what really happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
how does
that compare to black love? I don't know. I really think that more so than that television show, I think that the way that we treat each other in terms of how we relate to people, how we treat and respect women, has done more damage than maybe that one television show. You know, the fact of the matter is that you can't find one song about love on the radio, but you can find a lot of songs about having sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
I would think.
That, you know, so what they have done is, you know, now I'm gonna take it another way. I think that black women have lost their mind, but I think it's because black men that made them crazy.
Yeah.
And
you definitely have a point.
Oh, you better clean that up. I was about to go ham on you.
Right. You're about to get mad. You can't do that. Don't get mad at them.
Yeah, but the reason why I say that, though, is because for a long time in history, the African-American woman has held us down.
Yep.
You know? And then, but now she's gotten to the point where, well, hell, I want to have fun too. So she's done things that, to me, like if you think about your grandmother and some of the things that your grandmother would do, or they wouldn't do half of the stuff that women do today. I mean, it'd just be uncalled for. They would never do those things. But I think that some of that has come out of the woman's frustration, out of the man's lack of commitment to him, commitment to her, lack of commitment to the family, a lot of these things. And so, and then if you add the fact of the women's liberation of their sexuality of the 1960s and 70s, I think all of these play a factor. And if we start to look at, you know, the marriage rate in African-American community, they mirror that of the white people too. You know, they're getting divorced and they're not staying together, and they're having single family head of households just as much as black women. We're probably having more, but those are issues that are prevalent for everybody, you know?
Right. Well, good point. Yeah. Okay, Chef, it's your turn. What do you think Flavor of Love did to the whole institution of black love?
Well, hold on one second.
Don't hold on.
Flavor of Love is just a vessel, all right? That Flavor of Love really didn't. Flavor of Love was just something to entertain us and distract us, all right? The whole downfall came with my generation, all right? The biggest thing that could have ever happened was for somebody to give a black man an avenue to make tons of money illegally and make you feel you're on top of the world. Because if you pay attention to when the mid-'80s to early 90s, everybody was a dope dealer. Everybody was the biggest dope dealer on earth. All right? Everybody was Scarface. Everybody was Al Capone. But then guess what? Next thing you know, the whole government started shutting them down. So in that small time, you had guys who were having so much money, they were getting these women, tricking off these women, making them think they're larger than life, giving them everything they want. And next thing you know, they snatch all the black men out of society, right? So now you have women with babies, with like two or three kids, who now they didn't have to work before. Now they have to work, but they didn't know how to work. They either coming straight out of high school, didn't go to college, their man was taking care of everything. So now they have to stand up and be a woman, which I will always say women are way more stronger than men. So they were able to do it, but it also made them bitter because their man is gone. He's doing like 15 years. You ain't going to see him till 2016, all right? But they still got to raise these kids, pay these bills, and keep going with life. So the next thing that happens is she meets a good guy, one of the guys that didn't do all the wrong. But she's going to give him hell because of the other guy. The baggage continues. All right? Now, when the baggage continues, what happens then? That guy, he's bitter because she was bitter. So we have a domino effect with relationships back to back to back. Now, where it breaks, no one knows. All right? Eventually, somebody figures, hey, let me let all this go. But sometimes it's too late. Sometimes you've built a reputation or a bitterness inside you that is irreversible. You know? So you want to know what happened to black love? Black love was destroyed in the mid-'80s. Now, of course, you had the hustle. All right? That was the attempt to hold on. Okay? The hustle, they tried. They tried. He was holding on. And he actually held on all the way to this year, all to 2014, when they tried to tear him down. Okay?
Yeah.
But the next thing we look at is Michelle and Barack. Because I don't care what nobody says, that's a love story that's unfolded in the White House. Okay?
Right.
They're a true couple. But with Love and Hip Hop, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, all these reality shows, and just all the ratchetness that goes on with simple songs, I mean, how can you win? How can Barack and Michelle and Cliff and Claire hold up to Chris Brown, you know, telling you to drop it like it's hot, telling you to pop it? You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear him way more than you're going to hear everybody else. You know, I mean,
that's true.
It's one of the things.
True.
It's a fight that the only people that can win are the successful young black people and the successful middle-aged black people who are actually showing their kids how to love. That's
going to be, yep, you're right. That's going to be our ticket out. Now, Dean, do you have anything that you want to add to that? Because this dialogue is getting juicy. I like it.
It's getting juicy. And you know what? I like Ratchet TV. I'm going to be honest with you. I watch
it
comes on. I'm right there looking at it. In fact, I'm DVRing the Love and Hip Hop right now. But at the same time, you know, like you said, it kind of went away before then. But it's also a choice. And I say that being born in the early 70s, and I watched my mother and my father were together for 40 years until my mother passed away. And then, you know, I had been in some relationships, but I got to a point where it was like, you know what? I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of trying to get to learn new people and what this person likes, what that person likes. Take it out this one on Monday and this one on Thursday. I can't keep up with all this stuff. So you know what? I'm going to find someone who can deal with me. And when I found someone who could deal with me, that was 14 years ago, and she still put up with me now. You know, so you kind of have to teach the next generation. A lot of times they don't see, they don't know what a man looks like because they've never seen one. They've seen a grown boy, but they've never seen a man. So, you know, oh, and I should say a gentleman. So they don't know what
there
that
you
is.
Go.
That's just a term in the dictionary. You know, gentleman, what's that? I don't know. Because all of my uncles and cousins, you know, they running women. They're doing all these different things. And they think that is cool. But when you get 40 years old, you know, you start getting tired. And then you go home by yourself like, you know what? I wish I had somebody to come home to. I wish I had somebody that I could talk to in the middle of the night when I can't sleep. But it's
exactly.
too late. It's too
yeah,
late,
exactly.
you know. And
but hold on, hold on. Hold on.
Good point. Good point. So you're talking, we are so excited about this topic. And I love having Pillow Talk because this is the opportunity for us to really dig down deep into relationships. And you're listening to the Voice of the People with Ms. Ty Jones. And again, our prayers go out to her. She's an amazing soul, and I know she's with us in spirit. And I am Nikema Lee. And tonight we're talking about black love and relationships. And I wanted to make sure that we hit some of the points. For those who want to call in, make sure you call in. It's 914-338-0659. And press the number 1 so that we know that you have a question and we can come to you. It's amazing how we we talk about black love and relationships, and we always go back to the past. And I think sometimes we don't go back far enough. I agree with Chef Williams when he says in the mid-'80s and 90s where the dope dealer father and son was there and he was taken away. And because he was taken away from the family, because we have to agree, in the 70s, men loved their women, even in the music. The Teddy Pendergrasses and the Isley Brothers and the OJs, they all talked about this love for their woman, and we appreciated that. But even if you go back even further, like Joshua did, to say back in the 60s when there was women liberation and the marriage rate went down, and even though women's lib was not our struggle, because black women always were the queen in their home, no black man was ever telling a black woman she couldn't do anything. That wasn't our struggle. That was the quote-unquote white woman struggle. We just joined in because we had the same body parts. That's just my opinion. But even before that, I like to go back to the point where we were brought over here as property. When we were separated from, we were allowed to marry, we were allowed to have families, but in the midst of our love, men were snatched away from us as the woman. Men were literally snatched away from us, told, sold, and the wife and the children were sold to other masters, breaking up that family. And it was habitual, and it continued for years. So when we finally did get off the plantation, we didn't have the sense of family that we once had deep into slavery. And then once we finally got a resurgence of black love and we understood the importance and the value of family, we had things like the war come in. We had things like social justice come in. We had things like social justice come in that says if you want assistance from the government, you can't have a man in your house. And because things like that was prevalent, you missed the idea of family. And when you bring in the Claire Huxtable in the Cosby Show, I had Huxtable-itis. Like, I suffered from that when I got married the first time. That's because that's all I wanted. That was my example. And I agree with Chef when he says that we need to be the example. And I didn't even think Joshua mentioned being the example, and Geronimo said it as well, that we need to be the example for people in this so these children can see what real love relationships are like, because the examples that they have now is that which is on TV. And the Love and Hip Hops and the Stevie J's of the world and the hot mess that is Peter Guns, those are the examples that a lot of these men, boys, have of what a man should be. So, yes, if you are a man and you're listening to this and you are single and you're over the age of 25, 26, 30, if you're in your 40s and you're still single and ripping and running in the club, I'm going to need you to get your life together, because at some point you need to settle down with someone and find somebody that you love and find somebody that you care about, and you need to just go on ahead and commit and find somebody, like Dean says, who will put up with your stuff. Who will put up with your stuff. Now, I know I done closed the phone lines, and some of y'all are probably going off right now, and I know I can't hear you. You're just like, Nikema, why can't you hear me? Listen, I just needed to get that point out, because it's important as we move forward in this dialogue and in this conversation that I want to talk about the example and being the example. So I'm going to go ahead and open things back up for everybody. And I'm not sure. Yeah, I know we've got a caller on the line. And I'm going to, if you've got a question, just go ahead and push the number one on your phone so that we know that you want to become a part of the conversation. If you just want to sit back and listen, we appreciate you being here. But I want to go ahead and I'm going to, Chef, I'm going to go to you now. I'm going to go to you first this time. But I'm going to need you to stay in line because. Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Andrew Rosario from Iraq. You can hear me?
I can hear you. I sure can.
Hello?
Imagine that.
All right.
Yeah, I can hear you.
We got. Imagine that. We got Andrew Rosario from Arise TV here. Mr. Rosario, good evening. How you doing, my brother?
Good evening, folks. How are y'all tonight?
Great.
Doing well.
Hey,
how are you?
Trying to anyway.
Good. Very interesting. Very spirited. Conversation on love and relationships.
Yes, we are.
Yes,
we're having a fantastic dialogue.
You see, Nikema took
flight, right?
I hear the passion. I hear the. I just hear the realism and the point she's trying to make.
Right.
Some I agree with, and some I don't. But that's why we have fruitful conversations.
I agree. I'm not supposed to be agreed with all the time, but only when it's important, right? But Mr. Rosario, we wanted to thank you for coming on and listening to the voice of the people as we do our Pillow Talk every second Monday of the month. And I wanted to get your opinion. Do you have the opportunity to just give us a little bit of what you think was the downfall? Because that's sort of where our conversation is right now. We were talking about not love and hip hop, but Flavor of Love being the catalyst. That was the thing that sort of, you know, broke the straw, that the camel's back, when it comes to how black love is received today. And we've sort of had the dialogue about the mid-80s and how black men were imprisoned and taken out of the family. And we even went back to the 60s where women liberation sort of took women out of the homes. And then for me to even take it back to slavery where men were taken from us from a property perspective, what's your point of view as to where you think black love went from something that was wholesome at one point to where it is today?
Well, I kind of jumped in a little late on the conversation, but I did. I totally agree with what you said in terms of how the relationships did change from decade to decade. There's no question about that. But I think that one thing, I think that people in general, I think they need to realize is that if you can't be honest with yourself, you can't be honest with anybody else in terms of a relationship. And if you express to this person who you may want to have a relationship, what kind of relationship that you want to have, then it's up to them to either accept it or reject it. And if they do accept it, then at least they know what they're getting into. I think a lot of times people, when they get into a relationship, sometimes the euphoria catches up with them. They're excited. Somebody new, somebody they feel like they can relate to. But then as time goes on, I think people either consciously or unconsciously try to change that person. And then it's almost like, well, listen, this is how I was when we first met. I'm still the same person. I haven't changed. And all of a sudden, you may be changing because you may be having different expectations about the relationship, where it's going, where you want it to lead to. So I think that it's funny because we live in a world right now where we have all kinds of forms of communication, personal communication, physical communication, and sometimes we just don't do the simplest things and just sit down and talk to somebody face-to-face that would help resolve a lot of potential negative issues in the relationship. Sometimes we just take things for granted, and as time goes on, we all know about the 7-year itch in terms of marriages and relationships, that sometimes after 7 years, things just aren't the same and people move on in a different direction. So I think the key is total communication on a regular basis.
I agree. And I think Joshua mentioned something too that can sort of kind of go with your point. And we'll have Joshua come back in and speak to that. And he talked about commitment. And I think having commitment and open communication and being honest with yourself and others at all times, I think that will definitely aid in the dialogue. Joshua, are you still there, young man?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you've heard a little bit of dialogue going on. What is your feedback to what we've talked about so far?
Well, I think one thing I wanted to say to the brother, I do agree with the differences in the decades in terms of, you know, the African-American male being taken out of the family. Well, my only thing that I would disagree with is the black woman been working in America since 1619, since the first indentured servant in here. So it's not like she hadn't had a job. She always been working. It was the white woman that didn't start working until World War II. But I do think that his point is valid, and his point was that, you know, when these men were taken out of the household, that a whole bunch of things changed, and I definitely want to agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
There was a... You know, I think that when we start talking about commitment and communicating, I think that that's probably one of our major problems, is that there's so many forms of communication, like the previous gentleman said, and that we just don't take the time to talk to each other. And you know, there's a book called The Love Languages, and there are different types of love languages that people have. And we don't even take that time to try to figure out, you know, what does she like? I know they talk about some people like affirmation, some people like gifts, some people like quality time, and we don't even take that time to find out what our mate likes. And when we start talking about the commitment, so when we start talking about how we relate to one another, the issues in our community can be so complex because there are so many external forces that play a role in how we do relate to one another, you know?
I agree. All right, Chef, it's your turn. I know you are itching to give us your opinion, and we want to hear it. We know that we've made some really great points, and we want to continue the dialogue. So what's your feedback, sir?
Well, all I can say is, yeah, when it comes to communication, communication is definitely key. All right, I understand that. But All in all, it's more of, I guess I can say, just the way the dialogue goes in the beginning with the woman and the man, whoever meets. Usually the dialogue is where two people are trying to feel each other out. Next thing you know, you get lost in translation. And it's happening left and right. And with that, I mean, your goals and your desires could be totally different from mine, but we never get to the point where we try to merge them and make them work. So usually you quit in the beginning. You don't give a relationship a chance. And I've seen that time and time again. So when you talk about black love, we got to start giving each other a chance first. I mean, you got to start really opening up the dialogue between each other to make an effort, not just a commitment.
Right.
You can't even get to the commitment effort part. You got to have an effort. It's not about the materialism. We need to get back to having fun. That is the key.
Right.
Everybody's more interested in what you're driving, what you're wearing, what you're living in, how you're living, where you work. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are a ton of successful janitors that have nice houses and nice cars. Why? Because they did something with their credit. They're not rich. They just know how to manage their money. However, they're still custodians. All right? There are some doctors who are in debt. But just because you got doctor in front of your name don't mean anything. But the dialogue is not open enough to get to that point to learn that. Usually, you're shot down, whether male or female, in the beginning. You don't get that chance. So it's the dialogue and giving the person a chance to really get to know them. That is that is a big problem nowadays.
I think that's fantastic. Oh, go ahead, Geronimo.
No, I was going to say, do you feel that money and perceived status has become the, the baseline for relationships now?
Yes, I can.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what, though? I'll tell you what.
Wow. Yeah.
Go ahead, Joshua.
Hello? You
go
know,
ahead, Joshua.
Have you ever met this girl? She wants you to drive a Bentley and her credit score 530.
Right.
Yo, ain't no dude with no Bentley gonna talk to you because you don't manage your money.
Well, it depends now.
She got she got the $50 weed, the BOGO shoes, and the TV dress, and she comes to the club and she wants the dude parking in the $100 valet spot with his Audi A8. It's like, come on, man, you don't even add up.
No,
and then
no,
you get mad, and you get mad when he take you home and use you for the night because that's what he does. He got a whip, so he use women.
Right.
And when you get back to the brother that want to be bothered with you, then you all burnt out, you know.
Right.
Bogo shoes and woe out. You know what it is.
We go back to
the need a new weed, need fingernails.
Right.
But you go back to the dude that we supposed to do. I know for a fact, and this is not what I heard, this is what I know. I know there's a guy right now that he's a basic teller. That's all he is. He's a teller, all right, at a bank. But again, like you just said, his credit score is in the 70s, all right? So when he's on lunch, he walking around, let's say, Food Line, Walmart, whatever, and he has his little teller, you know, his name tag and stuff on, right? So a woman looking at him is thinking that this dude, oh, he's a teller, he makes, you know, minimum wage or what, let's give him $13 an hour. Well, the cat is walking outside to $7.50 because his, you know, a BMW $7.50 because he took care of his credit. He lives in a nice apartment downtown Weston because he took care of his credit. Now, that same chick looking at him thinking that he ain't nothing is the woman that you're talking about, sir, the one with the 520. All right. You know what I'm saying?
You can't even buy a Sam sandwich, dog.
And then let's say he does give her a chance. Let's say the dialogue is open, right? Everything's great. The sex is great. She looks great. She's trying. But she screwed herself up for so many years. When they do get to the point of should I propose to her, when they start to try to merge, he might not give her the chance to even get to that point. Because when he finds out his credit's about to be shot, everything he works for is about to be shot, I mean, there you go. Black love has now been shot down once again.
The deal is off.
Listen, the dialogue has been so potent today, and we appreciate each and every one of our guests for coming on tonight. I wanted to go ahead and give everyone an opportunity to let folks know where they could meet you, because each and every one of you all have lives outside of the Voice of the People with Ms. Ty Jones and this Pillow Talk conversation, and I wanted to make sure that folks had an opportunity, because we have a large archive listenership. So I wanted y'all to go ahead and Josh, I'm going to let you go first. Just let folks know how they can get in touch with you if they're ever in the need for any political advocacy, and if they're in the Atlanta area.
Well, I tell you what, you can tweet me at Sun King Returns, and that's a good way to reach out to me. So I think that's real quick. SUNKING Returns.
All right, Sun King Returns. That's Twitter. Make sure you hit that Twitter. Hit him up on Twitter, and that's at Sun King Returns. All right. Now, Chef Williams. Yes. Sir, how you doing? Let the people know how they can get some of your delicious cuisine.
Well, you can look for us on Facebook at NOLA Space Catering and Events, all one word. Or you can go to nolacatering.info. That's our website. Either way, you can contact me without a problem. If you just want to call, the number is 336-470-7853. And we are in the Thomasville Triad area, but we do travel in all 50 states.
All right. And then finally, Andrew, I know you came in a little later in the call, but we still want to give folks an opportunity to interact with you and get to know you a little bit better.
No problem. I'm on Facebook, Andrew Rosario, R-O-S-A-R-I-O. I can also be reached by my Hotmail account, Andrew_Rosario@hotmail.com. If folks listening to this have Time Warner Cable or Fios, you can call your local carrier in your area and find out what channel it's on, because it varies from state to state. But Arise TV is an international TV station. We're here in New York. We're in London, Africa, and we're pretty much all over the 50 states. There's a variety of programming from Arise America to Arise Exchange Business, Arise 360 Entertainment, Arise Review on Sundays. So it's ARISE.TV. www.arise.tv is the website, and you can check us out. And we do a variety of programming across the board, internationally, domestic, and it's just a great station.
Thank you so much. And can you give me that email address again? Because I don't think you gave me a Yahoo or a Gmail or anything.
No, okay. It's Andrew_Rosario at hotmail.com.
Hotmail, that's right. You did say Hotmail, because I was like, I know he said something, but I didn't write it down.
You got it. You definitely got it. And anytime you guys would like me to contribute anything in terms of your station, I'm always looking to just promote us as people, because there's so many vehicles for us to expose our thoughts, our feelings about a variety of things. It doesn't have to be sports-related, relationships-related. It could be politics. Just the idea that we can get on and we can talk to each other is just
right.
A great idea.
Right.
What you got
Thank
coming
you
up?
So much.
Well, I just did a segment today on the NFL draft. I'm sorry, the NFL free agent situation that's taking place. And then Wednesday is the press conference between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao in Los Angeles. So that fight's coming up on May 2nd, and it's going to be one of the biggest grossing boxing matches in the history of boxing.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes,
so
it is.
As we get closer, if you want to talk about that, we can talk about who we think is going to win, why people hate Floyd Mayweather, why people love Manny Pacquiao. I mean, we could devote a whole show to that topic.
We sure can,
because I'm a sports nut myself. Again, I want to thank everyone who called in and all of our amazing guests tonight. This is the Voice of the People with Ms. Ty Jones. Dean Geronimo, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. We had Joshua Butler from Atlanta. Make sure you hit him up on Twitter at Sun King Returns. Also, Chef Williams from NotaCatering.info. Make sure you go over there and check out his amazing food, as well as Andrew Rosario from Arise TV. And again, that email address was Andrew_Rosario@hotmail.com. And I believe some of this information will be on our Voice of the People Facebook page. And you can hyperlink a few things there, so make sure you go check that out for those who are listening in the archives. Again, I had a great time tonight, Dean. Fantastic dialogue.
We appreciate you rolling with us. And also, for our listeners, don't forget www.facebook.com/Ty Jones Voice. That's the Voice of the People page. Come check us out. We have different things there. From time to time, I'll be dropping drama gems. It comes with a little throwback, and then present-day music, how it's all linked. Also, I'm like the gingerbread man, so you got to catch me. But I could be found on Twitter, twitter.com/DeanGeronimo. And when it comes to, you know, when it comes to love, we're talking about love, you know, love isn't, mm-hmm. is not something you find. It's something that finds you. And
exactly.
basically, it's a friendship that is quiet, understanding, mutual confidence, sharing and forgiving. It's loyalty through good and bad times. It settles for less mm-hmm. than perfection and makes allowances for human weaknesses. So, you know, when you keep that in mind, the difference between immature and mature love, immature love says, I love you because I need you. And mature love says, I need you because I love you.
With that being said,
you know, we appreciate all our listeners. Next week, same time, same place, 8 o'clock p.m.,
yes.
blogtalkradio.com/TyJonesTheVoice. I'm Dean Geronimo.
Before we go, Dean, I wanted to make sure that before we go, don't hang up on me just yet, sir.
I'm not going to hang up on you yet.
I wanted folks to know that what we talked about tonight, I had a couple of highlights I wanted to go over really quick. We talked about communication. And making sure that we communicate openly. I think when we're moving forward in the healing process of bringing back love full circle, we talked about the problems, but I think as the solution, communication is going to be the key. Commitment and whatever commitment that we make to each other going forward is going to be very important. As we relate to each other, Joshua made that point very clear to us, as we relate to each other on our basic level, we need to be aware of what we are and what we stand for with each other. And finally, be the example. If you feel as though black love is lacking in the community, be the example. Show these young
right.
children what black love looks like, and they will follow suit. It may not happen in the next generation, but it will happen if we continue to be the example for these young children. So with that being said, I do want to make sure that folks get an opportunity to check me out, NikemaLee.com. That's NikemaLee.com. Go over there. I've got an amazing ebook that's free to all of the listeners. It's called Intimacy. It's a basic ebook that shows you certain things that you need to have as a foundational package so that you can be the person that can be in love. And it's important that we, you know, get ourselves together and go on over there. Have a great time. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram. It's all Nikema Lee. I look forward to listening to this in the archive. And I hope that you listened tonight and you got something. Right, Dean? I hope people got something.
Doubt. Yeah.
And it's an impact to the community. And I love Voice of the People. I love Ms. Ty, and I love you, Dean. Thank you again for having
love
me.
You back.
I appreciate it. Anytime I can step in for our girl, I'm always here. Thank you so much once again.
No doubt.
That's all I have, folks. Again, it's going to be a great show next week. Make sure you tune in right here, same time, same bat channel. 8 p.m.
Oh,
make sure you check out the Facebook page for all upcoming information. Dean's going to hold it down. He's the man. We love his gems. He keeps it real. He keeps it raw.
We're going to try to keep it as 100% as possible. You know, that's how we
right. And make sure you keep our girl Ty Jones up in prayer, because she's definitely she's definitely a special woman to us, and we're so glad that the Lord saw fit for her to stay with us a little while longer.
Indeed. And with that being said, I wanted to give a rest in peace to Dave Marsh Lane. Rest in peace to Christopher Wallace, otherwise known as the Notorious B.I.G.
B.I.G.
And also, a rest in peace to my hometown homeboy, who is going to be with the ancestors, Mr. Anthony Hazelwood. So, you know, life is short. Cherish every day. Don't forget to tell the people who mean something to you that you love them. And on that note, we appreciate y'all listening in. Again, it's been the Voice of the People. The host is Ty Jones. I'm Dean Geronimo. I'm stepping in with Ms. Nikema Lee, who's fabulously delicious.
Yes,
so
fabulously delicious.
We're going to say good night, peace and blessings, and much love to each and every one of you. Good night. Thank you for listening to The Voice of the People. You can find us on Facebook.com/TyJonesTheVoice. We look forward to seeing you, hearing from you next week. BlogTalkRadio.com/T
Ty Jones' divorce. Again, peace and blessings.